Hello, students. We will now start with the third stanza of the poem, We Are the Music Makers. We, in the ages lying, in the buried past of the earth, built Nineveh with our sighing, and Babel itself with our mirth, and overthrew them with prophesying to the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that is dying, or one that is coming to birth. Now, in the third stanza of the poem, the poet lauds the power of an artistic imagination by providing biblical allusions. He refers to the biblical cities of Babel and Nineveh. He seems to be giving the idea of art as an almost divine creation that in itself creates divinity. He attributes divine power to the artists who have the power to create as well as destroy. The role of art in shaping history and religion is underlined in the first half of the last stanza. The historical role of artists and poets is emphasized by citing Nineveh and Babel as an example. Now, Nineveh was an ancient city in Assyria, which Jonah the prophet didn't wish to go to and prophesied about its imminent destruction. The city was destroyed in 612 BCE and was never rebuilt. The slaves who built the city were tortured. Babel, on the other hand, was a city whose people built a tower so high that it would reach heaven, which was eventually destroyed by God, who made the builders speak in different languages, leading to a massive miscommunication. It is believed that since humans wanted to claim equality with God by building a tall, proud symbol of their unity and strength, God punished them. They were not able to communicate with one another and were not able to build the tower. It is interesting to note that the real Nineveh and Babel are in ruins, but the Nineveh and Babel of words still remain and have easily outlived their historical counterparts. This definitely says volumes of the timelessness of art. Art is immortal. The lasting effect of art outlives civilizations. The poet believes that in the ancient times, when the artists were distressed, they built a Nineveh. And when they were filled with joy, they rose up a Babel. Both these cities are symbols of human rise and their subsequent fall. It is through the text that we come to know about the history of these cities, just as through the texts and different works of art, we get to know about the city of Mohenjo-daro, which at present is in ruins. The poets and artists are said to have built the cities of the past. They are also attributed as having destroyed them by prophesying to the old of the new world's worth. The poet seems to suggest the role of the poets in creating myths and religion, and blurs the lines between the poets and prophets by claiming the poets to be the prophets of an age. After demonstrating the role of poets in shaping the past and present, the poem ends by significantly enlarging the scope of the music makers by highlighting their influence in shaping the future. The old cities were destroyed and new ones came up. The artists believed something new and better can be created. Old must give place to new. New artists came and built new cities, new world. The line, for each age is a dream that is dying, suggests the present which arises from the ashes of a dying past, or one that is coming to a birth. This line suggests the present which simultaneously gives birth to the future. The past was the dream of an artist, and the one that is coming in future is also going to be the dream of some other artist. It is the artists who help to create the modern world by showing to the older world the greatness of the former. Each age that goes away was a dream of the artists, the creators, and each age to come is a dream that will take birth. Thus, dreams, aspirations die in each era so that new ones can come to life. Thus, the poem assigns the music makers, the dreamers of dreams, a significant role in shaping the past, the present, and the future of the world. Thank you, students.